So, Darius, you and I both live in Brooklyn. And last week, something kind of crazy happened.
A health emergency declared by New York's mayor for parts of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, ordering mandatory vaccinations against the measles, a highly contagious and potentially deadly disease.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio declared a state of emergency in our fair borough, Brooklyn, because of measles.
Right, and there is a measles outbreak happening across the U.S. right now. 555 cases confirmed as of this morning. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. They release numbers every Monday. And 283 of those cases were in Brooklyn.
Part of the problem with an outbreak like this is that measles is extremely contagious. Dr. Maria Sundaram is a fellow at Emory's Rollins School of Public Health. She specializes in epidemiology and vaccinology.
So measles is an infection that causes this very kind of typical rash that's like kind of spotty, starting at the head and then kind of moving down the body. And there can be really significant long-term effects. Some people unfortunately have brain damage after their body is trying to fight measles because of lack of oxygen. They may lose their hearing, they may lose their eyesight.
And some of the people who get measles don't survive. And that is obviously a cost that can't be calculated. But there are a lot of costs that can. Costs to an individual, to a community, and to the country. And some of these costs can be really high. Maria and a team of colleagues just published a paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association exploring some of the different costs of a measles outbreak. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darius Rafieyan. Today on the show, the cost of a measles outbreak. It can compound quickly.
Measles is extremely contagious. It can remain in the air for up to 2 hours after you've left.
Really?
Yeah. So if you were in a room and you leave the room, 2 hours later, someone can come in and get measles from you. Yeah,
it's
really
terrifying.
Contagious. It's very scary.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Wix.com. With Wix, you can create your very own professional website. Choose a template you love and customize it with your own text, images, and videos. Go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/indicator to get 10% off.
How do you measure the cost of a disease outbreak? In the case of measles, Dr. Maria Sundaram and her team broke the costs down into three major categories.
We looked at kind of like an individual immune system perspective, and then we looked at kind of like a hospital level perspective, and then like a broader community level perspective to kind of figure out like what are the unseen kind of hidden costs of measles.
And the first cost to consider in a disease outbreak is the individual case. And this includes all kinds of factors, community outreach, tracking down people who might have come in contact with that person.
So indicator number one, how much does one case of measles cost?
In general, we think the average cost of a measles case is about $1,000.
But this can vary a lot. Maria and her team found one case of a student who got on an international flight after contracting measles, and tracking down all of the people that he might have infected and setting up all of that outreach cost more than $140,000, just for that one case.
Okay, now for cost factor number two, our second indicator, healthcare. Maria says about 1 in 4 measles patients will end up in a hospital. So how much does that cost?
The average cost of a hospitalization is a little under $10,000.
Indicator number two, about $10,000. That is the average cost of one measles patient in the hospital.
Of course, the biggest cost by far isn't the individual case or one particular hospital stay. It's the community response, the protocol that's put in place to try and contain an outbreak.
Maria and her team looked at a bunch of recent measles outbreaks to try to tally up these costs. She says a lot of things get factored in.
Anytime there's an outbreak, there has to be a control team that's established. They have to isolate measles cases. They often quarantine people who have been exposed. They'll try their best to vaccinate anyone who isn't vaccinated. We also need to maintain lab proficiency for testing for measles cases. We might need to screen all of the hospital staff on a daily basis to make sure that they're not spreading measles to other patients.
Between all of those things, Maria and her colleagues calculated the cost of a measles outbreak to a community to be between $2.7 and $5.3 million. And that is our third indicator, between $2.7 and $5.3 million.
And when you factor all of these things together, Maria says a worst-case scenario measles outbreak would cost the U.S. nearly $4 billion.
And the U.S. spends about $45 million for the measles component of the measles mumps rubella vaccine just to avoid that burden, that cost.
So they're spending $45 million, like, subsidizing vaccines, I guess? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. To avoid this almost $4 billion annually potential cost.
Well, that seems like a good return on investment.
Yeah, it's one of the best returns on investment.
And that's not even counting all of the other costs that Maria and her team didn't factor in. Things like the lost productivity from the people who get sick and from the people who are caring for those people.
Also the cost to individuals themselves. People who have gotten measles, even if they totally recover, are more susceptible to other illnesses for years. And then there's the strain on the healthcare system.
We were like, oh yeah, when people are having to respond to these outbreaks and they form an outbreak team, those people aren't just materializing out of nowhere. They had another job in the public health system before that now they have to leave to go do this. We were realizing, like, wow, measles isn't just causing measles. It's also causing these weaker links in the healthcare infrastructure and the public health infrastructure. And goodness knows what that could be doing kind of for our risk for other diseases down the road.
Maria's colleague, Beryl Gutterman, co-authored the paper. She says considering all of these different costs and different kinds of costs is crucial when looking at an outbreak.
I think what surprised me the most is how my perspective changed before writing the paper. So when you're trained as an epidemiologist, you look at case counts when you measure outbreak sizes. Mm-hmm. I think you need to think about, you know, the overall impact of a disease. Like, it's not a one and done deal. It's a long-term problem. And so changing the paradigm from case counts to overall burden on all of these levels is really important because it's preventable and there's ways to step in and prevent these huge impacts.
Beryl says it's critical to consider all of these costs when looking at a measles outbreak. She says it's a question of community and society, of navigating different beliefs and personal freedoms, and balancing all of that with protecting communities, and all of the different costs that a community, an individual, and a healthcare system will bear when an outbreak occurs and long after.
Yeah, and I think it's very easy for a lot of these costs to seem very abstract to us.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us were born into kind of a post-measles world. But before the measles vaccine was developed in 1963, the disease infected around 500,000 people every year and killed nearly 500 people a year.
Today's episode of The Indicator was produced by Constanza Gallardo. Our intern and fact checker is Willa Rubin. Our editor is Patty Hirsch. And The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Summer movie season is here and Pop Culture Happy Hour has you covered. For a guide through the blockbusters you know about and the surprise bright spots you might not, we'll tell you what we are looking forward to, what we're secretly dreading, and what might sneak up on us. Listen Friday and subscribe.